This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Australia's foreign minister on Saturday said that the government would place targeted sanctions on Russia and Iran in response to what it said were egregious human rights violations. VOA's Diane Roberts.
Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong said in a statement the country was imposing Magnitsky-style sanctions on 13 individuals and two entities, including Iran's Morality Police and Basiji Resistance Force, and six Iranians involved in the crackdown on protests. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden authorized a new round of $275 million in military aid for Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre briefed reporters on Friday.
This package will provide Ukraine with new capabilities to boost its air defenses and counter the threats Ukraine is facing from Iranian UAVs, which Russia is using to attack Ukraine's critical infrastructure and kill Ukrainian civilians.
The package also includes rockets for high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS launchers, 80,155-millimeter artillery rounds, Humvee military vehicles, and about 150 generators. This is the 27th use of presidential drawdown authority for Ukraine, which allows the United States to transfer defense articles and services from stocks quickly without congressional approval in response to an emergency. Speaking to Norwegian broadcaster NRK, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed worry that the fighting in Ukraine could spin out of control and become a war between Russia and NATO. He added that NATO is working to avoid that. For additional stories, visit our website or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights launched a year-long campaign to mark the adoption 75 years ago of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Lisa Schlein has that story.
The UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk says he hopes the campaign will renew people's awareness and commitment to human rights and rekindle the spirit and vision that inspired this remarkable document. He says human rights violations must be of concern to everyone. He notes expressions of alarm and offers of aid must not be restricted to heartbreaking headline events, such as the war in Ukraine or the sanctioned killings of protesters by state security forces in Iran. The High Commissioner says the human suffering and what he calls forgotten crises must not go unreported. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A historic drought is hammering crops in Argentina's breadbasket province of Buenos Aires that is threatening the country's major wheat, corn, and soy crops. From Reuters news agency, Angela Johnson.
The remains of fish and cattle bake in the sun near the town of Navarro, about 60 miles west of Buenos Aires. It's one of dozens of towns in the country's breadbasket that are struggling. Argentina is experiencing its third successive La Niña climate phenomenon that typically means limited rainfall in its key farm regions. Wheat forecasts for the year have already been scaled back from 21 million tons to 13 million. It'll likely be a similar story for soybeans.
Reuters reporter Angela Johnston. A Hong Kong court has sentenced pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai to 5 years and 9 months in prison, as well as fining him $257,000 over two fraud charges linked to lease violations. It's the latest of a series of cases against prominent pro-democracy activists that critics say are aimed at snuffing out dissidents in the city. Lai was arrested during a crackdown on the pro-democracy movement following widespread protests in 2019 and under the national security law imposed by Beijing. Judge Stanley Chan said on Saturday that the violations lasted over two decades, adding that Lai did not feel guilty about the moves. A new report says that the war in Ukraine, chaos in Haiti, and criminal groups in Mexico contributed to a sharp spike in the number of journalists that were killed in 2022 over the previous year. The International Federation of Journalists says that 67 journalists and media staff have been killed around the world so far in 2022, which is up from 47 last year. The Brussels-based group also tallied 375 journalists currently imprisoned for doing their work. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller,